Today, Shabbat, Thursday the 13th of December, Rabbi Eliyahu and Bamberger, Serach Bas Osher, and the language of music.
Oh, I didn't bring my keyboard with me. Although I did think about it.
Volume up, volume.
Volume down, too loud. Right. Good morning.
Morning.
So what I'm going to speak about today, it's not going to be big chidushim. It's going
to
be more.
Might be to us.
Maybe. You'll see. It's ideas that everybody knows about, but I think everybody knows about. But Mr. Sharm says that simple things we have to remind ourselves. And so here we are. Everybody knows the story of the Sefer Yosha, the Sefer Yosha brings in Parshas Vayigash, that when the brothers came back from Mitzrayim to Yosef, they didn't know, they wanted to tell their father Yaakov how they had found Yosef, and they wanted to tell him the news, but they knew that Yaakov was not going to be listening to them, as the Midrash says, that when a person lies one time, afterwards, not believed again. It's difficult to regain the trust. And so they needed to find some sort of some channel to get the communication going. And so they met Serach Bas Osher. Incidentally, she's not Serach Bas Osher, but his stepdaughter, I think, it's Mashmah from the Psukim in Bamidbar. Anyway, so they meet her, and they asked her to play on her kinoil. Her kinoil.
She a
harp, a lyre, a violin. And to say the words to Yaakov, and to sit around with Yaakov, and to play, and to say, Oyd Yosef doyd yichai, mechu meishel be'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's what she did. She sat, and she played, and Yaakov listened to her, and as he was listening, he was enjoying it, and the Ruach Elokim came back. Ruach Elokim came back. He was able to feel that actually what she was saying was true, and that actually Yosef is alive. And that's when he gave her a bracha, like we were saying before, he gave her a bracha that she should live forever. Some say that she is one who went up to Shemaim alive, one of those who went up to Shemaim alive. Then Sefer Yosha says that he asked her to sing it again a couple more times, and while she was singing, while she was playing, then the brothers came and they showed him the agolos and etc. The story carries on.
She sang before they came back?
She sang before they arrived.
No.
They told her to go and play. They told her to go and play before they arrived. That's right. That's what the Sefer Yosha says. It's a well-known story. Children learn about it in school. Very nice story. And obviously, what I wanted to discuss here is that through her music, Yaakov was able to get out of this, I don't know how you say in English exactly, melancholy?
Yeah. Depression.
Melancholy, yeah?
Depression.
And it went away, and the Ruach Elokim came back, right? And that was that helped him to see that it was all true. So the question is, how come Yaakov was able to listen to this? Because there was music. And without it, he wasn't going to listen. Right? The answer is, again, simple, obvious, but very profound. It's not the same message. When we say something, and we say something with music, it's not the same message. The person is using his speech, his ruach memalala, it's very, of course, it's what defines a odom, but it's a lower level of the person. Whereas a song, music, is the language that used by Malachim. It's obviously, it's a much higher level. It's also the highest level of Avodah in this world. As we say at the end of Yishtabach, we say, Abrecher b'shirei zimra. And you know, in the Bais HaMikdash, everything was done with music, with song. Clearly we see that when a person sings and there's music, he's not conveying the same message as when just he's saying, speaks. And what's amazing is obviously the person who hears, who listens to that, he also needs to be, needs to go up a level in order to be able to hear what that person, the person's message is.
David HaMelech for Shaul also brought him out of a bad mood.
Sorry?
David HaMelech for Shaul out of a bad mood.
That's right. We see, well, Yochim Nagin HaMenagin. Yes, yeah. So a person taka comes out of his, in order to hear that message, he needs to come out of his normal human shell and become a shoma, become a malach, in order to properly hear it. And I'm sure you've all experienced it, or you've seen people who mamash, when they connect to music, suddenly they come out, they become different person, different people. Yeah? I've actually, when I was in the mayor, quick story, when I was in the mayor, we used to go to play in different hospitals around the country, for cholim and everything, and old people, and all different kind. There's many people who do this, and it's always very moving, very exciting what happens. But one story that stays in my mind is, there was once, we're playing, and there was a lady, an old lady, who stood up and started to dance, trying to dance, she was old, and we didn't make much of it, but then we heard that actually it was the first time she had come out of a wheelchair in years.
Wow.
Just with music, that's what it does. I tell you many stories like this. But that's the idea, that Serach Bas Osher, through her music, was able to lift her Zayde up from his sadness back to the level of Ruach HaKodesh, just because what she was speaking directly to Yaakov's neshama, right, to the higher level. So that's a nice idea. And if you don't mind, I would like to take it a little bit further. And that's, we all know there's a concept of a lullaby, right, a mommy that sings to her child who's crying. She's speaking to his neshama. Also, a yeshiva bachar. A yeshiva bachar who sits down at the kumzitz, for anyone, but usually yeshiva bachrim, they like to sit around in kumzitz and to sing Hartzik and Nigunim. What does his neshama feel like? It feels amazing, it's very gishmak. Now, music is ba'etzim, is very much part of our life, right? We have everywhere, we have in davening, in learning, we'll see later. Shabbos, Yom Tov. We have many, many ways to hear and play music. Huge amounts of music we have in our days. Right? It's fantastic. The only thing is, I feel, and maybe you'll agree, that we don't take full advantage of it. It's another thing that's extremely powerful in our life. It can take us to mamash high levels, but it's not used for maybe what it's meant for. We use it for marketing and feel good things. We listen to music, we feel better about something. Yeah, it's very good. Very, very important. But I feel like there could be so much more. Yeah, we know there's many people having difficulties in life, Yiddish guys and everything. I'm talking about children, teens, adults. Everyone is having a hard time. As a parent, I know that it's tough to constructively discuss some issues with a child that they might have, issues that a child might have with Yiddishkeit. What that means is that maybe if we can't use our normal means of communication with a child, maybe we could use music to create that channel where we could converse on a high level. Does it make sense? Yeah, maybe. Just like when the brothers, when they came back, right? They couldn't talk with their father on that low level, so they went up. They used music to bring it back up and allow him to hear the wonderful news. So I'm saying maybe we could use this to bring our children, Talmidim, up to neshama level, where they will have a much easier time to hear what we have to say. Imagine a child that comes home from school, he had a hard day, his friends hurt him, and his teacher picked on him, and there was no reason. He doesn't want to talk about it. So we can invite him to play music together. Maybe on the keyboard, on the drums, on the PlayStation. Just put on music on the CD player. Know something that he likes, right? And to hang around and spend time together in that space, in that neshama space. What will happen? Does the child still stay closed up and not want to talk about? Or does he slowly feel less down and more open to talk about what happened? And maybe even see the picture from higher up, right? He's in the neshama level. Baruch Hashem, I can say myself, I was zoicher to see this many times in my own work, my children, my talmidim. As soon as they're on the neshama level, everything is much easier. Rav Shach, actually, apparently, I heard this story that apparently Rav Shach said that the reason why he thinks his son didn't follow in his footsteps was because he didn't sing Zmir Shabbos. So I'm not 100% sure what that means, but probably something to do with the fact that they didn't connect on this high level. Right.
From
Boston,
the dramatization of the story.
It's cool. Yeah, it's
Deutsch.
But he didn't become Rav Shach.
So you can say that most people like that didn't become Rav Shach.
That's what Rav Shach said. What have done?
Yeah, it was Deutsch. His children became Talmid Chacham. He's not. He said that's because he was sitting in
Kibbutz. Okay. So a while back, I was teaching in Yeshivas Meir HaTorah in North Hendon, and I was having also again a difficult time to connect with the boys. They wouldn't stay focused. There were different types of bachrim, and when I spoke about it to my mashgiach Rabbi Zilei Whitler Shlita, he told me exactly that. He told me to speak to their neshama, to not worry about what their goof, how their goof is acting. But that the neshama still hears you, and eventually they will wake up to it. And that I felt that was very powerful. And actually, it's very beautiful to actually see that he was right. They all grew up to be very fine Yidden. But that's the idea, not to concentrate too much on the goof, but rather to give attention to the neshama. Right? Maybe the answer is to communicate through music as it reaches directly to the higher level. Right. But the MS is, we can go even further. So till now we said that music can be a powerful tool to help us go up into the higher level, the neshama level. But we also know that obviously everyone knows this, that Torah is called Shira. Kisvu lachem es hashira hazoyz v'lamda ez nishol sima b'fiyah. Now I was shown a phenomenal Tiferes Yisrael in Erchin Perek Dalet that illustrates how amazing this is. He asked the question. Koshali b'chol duchta de tanach asura mechzer v'hachiktane. אם כן, למה לא הגיע המשנה? ולמה באמז הוא נוקט תנא לישנה כתיר? Why is it that we find this concept of a chasur mechzer v'achiktan? Many times in Gemara, we find that the Tana misrode. He didn't write properly. Didn't write clearly the words of the Mishnah. Why is that? So sometimes it's true that the Gemara explains. ואם שיש להם שגם כאשר באמת חסרים מחד יש כוונה בעניין באופן אחר על כל פנים לא בכל דוח תנוח על התארץ כן there's many times that we can't explain why the Tana did that and he says here ולולי מסתפינו if I didn't have any doubts about it meaning he's not 100% sure about this והוא נראה לי על פי מה שקוסו תסווס שלא מגיל in the Tosfos על השינה בלי זמרו somebody who learns without singing. Kach kosav amrinon gemara gemur zmeres tehe. Shetelim zmeres miyuchadim lachol mishna u'mishna. Hoyu lehem zmeres miyuchadim lachol mishna u'mishna. They used to have, in those days, they used to learn the whole shas by heart. How did they do that? They used to have for every mishna a specific tune that was attached to that mishna. You knew that? That's phenomenal. It had a special tune. And that was in order for people to be able to remember, as we know that with music, people will remember hundreds of songs, right? Mida yushen ha-mishnah is al-peh, afrik mi-rebi, valide ha-nigun, nizkar heitev lishnud mas-nisim, basha shor ha-zemer mesudo lefi ha-miris va-abov yisir be-mishnah. Velochei, kama pa-omim, many times, bocha ha-tana gam kein be-mila zois, ulifom ba-acher, הכל כפי הנועס לכל השיר המיוחד למשנה. Sometimes, always the Tanov chose different words that would fit the tune. He didn't fit the tune to the words. He fit the words to the tune. It was more important to find words that fit the tune because then they would remember properly. That's it. Okay, he goes through a bit. Very interesting. Right. Actually, I did think of maybe starting such a project to start putting songs to Mishnahs, but it would be the wrong way around anyway. But anyway, I saw Yaros Dvash. He talks about this. The fact that David HaMelech was punished for saying Zmiro Yisroel Lichukecho, and we need to be careful again. I wouldn't want to use the Torah for songs. The opposite. The tune would help us to remember, connect to the Torah. Just like the trot.
Maybe it's Dafke Chok. Maybe it's Dafke Lechukim.
No, the Yaros Dvash is
supposed to accept in a very stern way. If it would say the other things were Mitzvah Secho, then it would be fine.
Right. Could be. He says Bitlu Bachurim in Ginosom. It's mashma that one of the things that was bottled after the Churban was this singing in the Beis HaMedrash. He says because just going back on David HaMelech. David HaMelech was punished because he says Zmir Yisrael Lefikecho Beveis Meguroi. He says, no, Beveis Meguroi is taka problem. It should be singing only in Beis Medrash. At home, it shouldn't be. Not, I'm saying the Torah learning shouldn't be sang at home. I'm not sure exactly how. Okay. But the Vort is still amazing. We still find that in those days they would learn, and they would learn in music, and automatically that means they were connected on the Neshama level. They were learning on the Neshama level. They weren't learning on the lower, and therefore, obviously, they enjoyed it much more. They could connect to it. And if we go even further, we can see that actually, Shira is much more than just a tool. Again, like we said before, but it's actually a tachlis. The Gemara in Erchin. Gemara in Erchin, David Aleph. Gemara in Erchin asks, Omar Avila Mashmol, Minayin le'ikar shiro min ha-Torah. How do we know that ikar shiro is midrash shnema v'sheireis b'shem Hashem Elokot. Eizehu sheirus shabeshem havayim azeh shiro. That's the sheirus, the service that we do with Shem Hashem, that's shiro. One carries on. Rabbi Mas Noma Mahocha Tachas Hashem Elokot Hashem Elokach b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Eizeh yavoido shabeshimcha b'tuv leivav havayim azeh shiro. And that's where Rashi says the famous word, "In Adam Shor Shira Ella Mitoich Simcha V'Tuv Leivov." And I think it's Rabbi Rom who actually says that the MBD was mistaken in saying that it's doch Mashma von Rashi. It's not Mashma. It's often. It's clear. All right. So the Gemara carries on. which one is it? Balvuti Amar Biyechon Meocha Lavoid Avoidas Avoido Eizu Avoida Shitzricha Avoido Heve Emezu Shiro. I actually saw a very interesting kashya from the Sefer Yisav Brocha. He asks, if, he says, what's the Lashon? Lavoid Avoidas Avoido Eizu Ye Avoido Shitzricha Avoido. Which is the avoido that needs an avoido? Heve ima zu shiro. Shiro needs an avoido. But it doesn't make sense. If what we're talking about is the avoido of mizbeach that needs to be done with shiro, then it's, it should have said, is the avoido shehi bishvil avoido. That the avoido that is for the avoido we don't mizbeach. That would be shiro. But it seems not. It seems that actually it's the opposite. That the avoido of mizbeach is bishvil, is for the shira, which is a pella. But actually, and he brings down, he says, we can understand this from the Sefer Hamidos of Aristo. He says over there that even Aristo was, he understood that the tachlis of all tachlism is the hakir zabira v'lushabcho b'shiro u'shvacho, to praise Rebbeinu Shleilam with shiro and shvacho. The marshal, he gives a marshal. Somebody who puts together accessories for a horse to be able to ride the horse. So why is he making those accessories? You know, the saddle and everything, in order to ride the horse. Why does he want to ride the horse? To be able to ride with him, with it up out to war. Why does he need to go to war? In order that people don't take away his land. Why does he need not people not to take his land? In order for him to be b'menucha. Why does he need to be b'menucha? In order to be able to get to the status of, to be able to be misboinen in the bria and in the boira, and that is the tachlis of everything. And that is the pshat. Which is the avoido which needs its own avoido? Because any avoidos, anything that we do in this world, etzem tachlis is to get to a matzav where we can actually sing to Rebbeinu Shleilam. Okay. So, to conclude, finish off here. We said that music and song can help a person. Yeah, it can be a tool to get to a higher level.
It also works completely out of the other way around.
Exactly. Like I said, we all met people who connected to music and became different people. L'toy u'lemutov. So obviously, yes, it needs to be used in the right way. But the fact that music is a tool is one thing, but besides of being a tool, it's also a tachlis. That we, Be'etzim, are put in here in order to get to a situation where we can become like Malachim, sing Shira. And yes, some people will say that, of course, it's easy for you, you're a Bamberger. And some people are musical, some people are less musical. The truth is, everyone's a musician. Everyone's a singer. If not, we wouldn't be able to recognize our own voices. wouldn't be able to recognize our mother's voices. Right? The fact that we can hear, understand who's on the phone on the other side, yeah, 99.9% of people are not tone deaf, like some people might want to say. Actually, I think it was a mum, the Fukuyan. My grandfather used to tell me, Fukuyan, he used to tell me that if somebody was Taka Ba'emma's tone deaf, he was a proper mum for a Kohen, he couldn't do that way either. Or lady. No, but I'm saying, even though he might, because there's two parts of the Levim, there was the Meshurim and the Meshurim. But if he was tone deaf, he couldn't even be from the Meshurim.
Why?
Because it's an Avodah. It's a mum. If it's a mum, then he can't do Avodah. So, yes, people might think they're not musical, but we're not talking about musically perfect singing and everything. What we're talking about is poshut, like Rav Pinkus talks about, I think, in his Shorim Betfila. So the shira is one of the ways that we connect to Rav Shulam, and it's not verbal. It's not perfect. It's just what comes out from when a person gets to that level. It's not. It doesn't have to be perfect. It will be perfect. For him, it will be perfect. So that's what I'm suggesting. People maybe are not spending enough time in that space. Therefore, they don't think they can. They don't think they should. Maybe it's a bit of terror. But the truth is, we can. And actually, maybe that's the whole point of us being here: to take our goof and to lift it up to become the Shoma Mensch. And for that, we have music and. Which helps us learn better, like we said. It helps us get out of our lower selves. And if we use it, we will surely be the best choice that Rabbeinu Shalom chooses when we say, Aboicher v'shirei zimra, melech kerche elonim. Thank you.
Amen.